Wednesday, 17th of October, Rabbi Yisrael Applebaum, Parshas Lech Lecha, Mesiyas Nefesh.
We find Parshas Lech Lecha, God is in the Siyonis of Avram. We start off in the Siyon of Lech Lecha, the Arot Lecha, the Arot Lecha, the Arot Lecha, the Arot Lecha, the which has to be understood. What exactly was the Nisayon of Avram to go the Arat Asher Echo? The Eschom of the Odova, the Eschom of Agam Shemecha, the Pasuk tells us that Avram is going to be Zerucha to a great name. The Agam Shemecha, the Yebracha. What's the Nisayon? Here you won't be zorcha to offspring, and as to show you will be zorcha. What's this time? So before I want to discuss some of these nisyonos of Avram, I want to discuss another inyan, and Mitzvah Hashem will come back to the yisoid of the godness of Avram. The etzim is a plea atzuma pashas leich lecha. So I assume a portion discussed, and I want to present to you my own mahalach, my own teretz. Right, we're introduced to an individual by the name of Right. And Right is not a portion of yid person. I'm going to yid a portion of person. Rashi tells us later on that Lloyd was a kosher hoya. Rashi tells us, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Lot, came to Avram, even when Lot was with him. Only after Lot did his rishus, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him again and said, Kozman the Russia was with you, I'm not going to, I didn't want to come to you again. But now that he left you, the Pasuk says in Leil Lecha, this Nisayon that we're talking about is Mashmah, wasn't only Nisayon for Avram, Vayelech Itoy Loi. And you look at the Meshech Chochma, the Meshech Chochma says Vayelech Itoy Loi. From the way the Torah words, the Psukim, Lot went with him here, he learned Pshat, Vayelech Itoy Loi, that it was a certain Mashiach Nevesh on Lot's part. There was a Kedusha in Lot's journey. There was a Mesiras Nefesh to go with Avram. And yet, how does Lot end up? Rahman al-Islam, the Torah Akdashah says, Vayhi Riv, there's a fight between Roy and Lot and Roy Avram. And Rashi tells us, Vayivcha Roy Lot is called Akika Yarden, Vayisa Lot Mikedem, says the Pasuk, says Rashi, and the Dover Acher, he see Atzum Mikadmuno Shel Oilom Omar Yev Shiloi Ba'Avram Shiloi Ba'Avram. Right comes to a massive of Kfir Be'ikah, not just Tam leaving the path Kofa Be'ikah Yev Shiloi Ba'Avram Yev Shiloi Ba'Avram. This same Right who not long before was holding on to Madrega to give up everything and to go with Avram El Ha'aretz Asher Eka to the land which he doesn't know where he's going. This same Lloyd comes to a matter of the Efshi for Avram Yeshu Benatov. How do you understand the person? Lloyd knew who his uncle was, knew the greatness of him. He'd learned so much from him, he spent so much time with him. So some learned that he was in Skalko in Mitzrayim, so once a chat that he went down to Mitzrayim, saw the Oisha, the Sionis of Avram. And the Chorid is another. I want to present a different mahalach, it's an important lesson for us, a tremendous lesson for us. The Torah tells that the Mishnah says in Avos Perkei Mishnah Hey, Asara Doiros Mi Adam Ad Noyach, there was 10 generations from Adam Ad Noyach, Asara Doiros Mi Noyach V'Yad Avram, says the Mishnah Vaita Mishnah Hey, that's the Shabbat. Asor nisyoinois nisnasa Avraham Avinu. 10 nisyoinois were 10 tests were given to Avraham Avinu. Rav Chaim Volozhin in his Perush Ruach Chaim is oimen on the lashon of Avraham Avinu. We didn't say before 10 generations Noach and Avraham. We didn't say Avraham Avinu. Why, when the Mishnah discusses the test of Avraham, Asara Nisyonis Nisnasa Avraham Avinu? Why the emphasis of Avinu? And he says such an important story. He says that these 10 Nisyonis were not only a private individual test. They obviously were, but they were a legacy. They were something that he bequeathed to all his future generations. The Nisyonis that Avraham Avinu overcame were embedded and ingrained to the future generations, that they too could withstand these Nisyonis. And he says over there, Moedik, the people, the fact that people have a love and a desire to go to Eretz Yisrael out of nowhere. A person living in Texas, who knows what he looks like, he has a desire to come to Eretz Yisrael. He wants to get on a plane and come to Israel. Where does it come from? Zotev, from the Nisyon of Lech Lecha. And he says, generations who were Moisei Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem, even though they barely knew they were Jewish, they ran out in the Alvos and they gave up their lives. Where did it come from? Avraham Avinu. Avraham not only overcame his own Nisyon, but he ingrained in the bloodstream in the life of every Yid to the future generations. He's our father. He's the one who made it part of our DNA of all his insurance that he went through. That's the godless of Avraham Avinu. And he says over there, tremendous Yisoid, that any, he brings a pasuk in Mishlei, that any midah that a parent works on, any avodah that he acquires within himself, those midos, that mahalach will pass down to the children. But if it's matoyv, if a father acquires in himself, it'll become second nature, says the Chaim Volozhin, to the children afterwards. That's what the Mishnah wants to teach us of Avraham Avinu. I believe for us, this is such an important story, and we see how this midah carries its weight. Also, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Amir the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Dash of the Pasuk in the Dash of the Pasuk in the beginning of Tehillim, of the Moishav Leitzim Lo Yoshav. In the community, in the presence of the Leitzim, of the jokesters, Lo Yosha, Zokti Gemara, Ze Avraham Avinu, this is Avraham Avinu, who didn't want to dwell amongst the Plishtim, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, how do I know the Plishtim were Leitzim? How do I know they were jokesters, says the Gemara? We find a pasuk by Shimshin. Many generations afterwards, Shimshin, Hagibor, the pasuk speaks out over there that the Plishtim were like Sonim. They did jokes with Shimshin. They joked around with Shimshin and proved that the Plishtim were a bunch of jokes. The question is obvious. How are we saying, how are we proving that Avraham didn't sin in the Moshe Leitzim? Why? Because many generations afterwards we find the Plishtim were Leitzim. What's the connection? Avraham was many generations before, not sitting amongst the Plishtim. The terrace is if we find this characteristic in the Plishtim later on in future generations, it came from somewhere. There was a makar for this midrash. And this, I believe, is the Yisoid of Light. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim, Rabbah says a big Yisoid. Says the Medrash, the pasuk in Shir HaShirim in Perek Ches says an unbelievable, it says to us, the big the passage says in Ochos in Ochos says the pasuk in Perek Ches and Shu'a Shirim in Ochos Lano Kitana, we have a small sister of Shadayim Ein Lo Manat L'Achosena B'Yom Shi Yitu Gubba. What will we do for Achosena B'Yom Shi Yitu Gubba? Im Choymahi, if she's a wall, Nivna L'Atirat Kesev, we will build upon it a Tirat Kesev, an ornament of Kesev on it. Vimdelati, not all the Ruach Orez, will put a piece of cedar on it. What was Shlomo HaMelech talking about here in Shira Shirim, the Medrash of Ma'iridik? This was by the Nisoyin of Ur Kasdim. Says the Medrash in Shira Shirim, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to Avraham Avinu Ki'ilu, and he was saying, what are we going to do? Manas Elach Hussein Abiyyim Shiyadubba. We know the story, the famous story of Ur-Kazdim. Nimrod was Gozar. Tavram Avinu was to go to Ur-Kazdim. The Yoyim Shigozar Nimrod Arashim Amalema in the Kishon Ha'esh. Im Choyim Ahi. Nimno Olay Atirat Kosef. Im Choyim Ahi says the Medrash Zeh Avrom. Oma HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Im Mamid Hu Dvorim Kachoyim Ahi. If he's ready to go with Mitzvah Nefesh. Nimno Olay Atirat Kosef. Nasi Lenu v'nivno yisoy v'oylam, I will build them in the world. And the Farshim say, I will build for them a nation. But in Delisi, Zot Chazal, in Dal Humi Mitzvah, Metaltel Maisev Kedelis, if he swings and sways like a door, back and forth, wishy-washy, not firm in his belief, then not so los ores, matzuzu enem iskayem es el shua achaz, tach enem iskayem el shua achaz, it won't last. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for Avraham Avinu to prove the Choyim. He's the wall. He's the brick wall. You can't move him. We had another individual in that story of Ur Kasdim. There was somebody else there, Rashi tells us, in Ur Kasdim. There was his brother Hanan, who was standing on the side waiting to see what would happen to Avraham Avinu. And they asked him, afterwards, after Avram came out unscathed from the fiery furnace, Horon, to which side are you shayich? Says Chazal, Horon says, I'm with Avram. How many of us would be ready to do such a mitzvah nefesh? To go into a fiery, even after seeing the nays, it's still pretty warm in there. To go into a fiery furnace, even after seeing such a name, and Horan says, I'm with Avram. And yet, Horan doesn't last. What's the pshat? Why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu do the nace for Horan? And the tenet is, because Horan going into the Kibshon HaEish was not assigned after Messias Nefesh. It didn't come from a firm belief inside that there's only one Baire that's running the world. Who's the Ba'avira? It didn't come from such a firm belief. It came from seeing a tremendous nace that took place, and the nace will happen to me also. In other words, Haran's belief wasn't firm. It was this Delis that the Medrash describes. And from a Delis, we can't build. Menela, he wasn't the sky. But Ophir was saying it's Ma'irdik. This is the chilek position between Avram and Horan, and this is the chilek between the generations that came. Loit was a son from Horan. Loit was Beseda going with Avram all the time. But when it came in the Sion, when it came a difficult test, whether by he riv, it's a matter of parnasa, or whatever the sign will be, he's tested in the zamuna, the koyach of Aron, the midah of the devil, of not being firm, of not being total in control,
and either led to the downfall of Lo Dosa. Because when a person does not have the true Mesirus Nefesh, Rashi in Chagiga Daf Gimel says, the godless of Avram is, we think that the godless of Avram, he was the biggest philosopher that ever came onto the earth. He was the one who proved the theory of monotheism. He was the one who could debate any philosopher in those times. That was his godless. Rashi in Chagiga Daf Gimel says, Avram's godless had nothing to do with his koach of theory, with his thesis, with his 2,000-page thesis to prove his rebellion. That wasn't Avram's godless. Says the pasuk, Mayofu Bahamayev Bas Nodiv. How great are your steps, Bas Nodiv, Bas Avram Avinu, Shinod Balibor, Lahakiris Boyra. The greatness of Avram is he gave up from himself, Nod Balibor, Lahakiris Boyra. It came from a true belief inside, and he gave up from himself. Everybody could knows and understands the Boire. Says the pasuk in Yeshaya, go out in the world, you'll see Re'u. Go out in the world, you have to go out to the world, you have to open your eyes for a second. There's a Boire, there's a tree that grows with oranges and fruits, and they come off a tree. Rain. It's clawed as a Boire. Elowat, not Voliboy. We need the Nadiva slaves, the Mesirus Nefesh, the firm belief inside, through and through. Light came from a stock of Horon, whose Nida was back and forth. When a person doesn't have that firm belief, when it's not strong and solid, when Insoyan comes, he's not ready for it. And that leads to the downfall. And it is so important, especially for people that are out there in the working workplace, day in, day out, misyonis, tests, in all types of forms. Who are the ones that are overcome these tests? The one who the amunah and bitachon Hashem is live, is real. It's through and through. It's not v'libo l'hakar, it's boira. But those who say that it's good to be from Jewish, it's good to be part of the community, it's a nice social life, things are going good for us, Avada, it's good to be a Yid, but it's difficult, and the hearts are not solving. There was a group of Yidin, Heiliki Yidin, at the time of the Holocaust, they were called the Matsovitzin. They started by a young Jew. He started a group that remarked that they're not going to take off their beard and pants no matter what. A bunch of Gerecha, they became Gerecha, they were Gerecha Siddur. They're not going to take off their beard and pants and nothing. The firm and moon that they had was nothing was going to stop them from doing anything against the Ratzon Hashem, no matter what the situation will come to. And they tell the story of two Matsuvitsim who were being led out by the Nazis, mamish thin and lean, not even for days. Still with the beard intact, they were taken away. And they passed each other, each one going with a different Nazi, leading them across a different area, a different field, a different plane. And one screams out to the other one, Yanko, don't forget tonight is Mashiva Ruach Omeri Dagesher. Who would have a mind to think such a thing? You're being led out to who knows where, with nothing, with no hope in sight. What's on the minds of these Matsuvitsin? Mashiva Ruach Omeri Dagesher. Don't forget tonight. That's the Yisoid of the godless of a Yid who the Gemuna is firm, it's through and through. And this is what Avraham was bequeathed to us, says Reb Chaim Volozhin. But the Kasha is Gevaldik though. So then why? What is these tests that Avraham has to go through? What is the greatness of these tests? Avram such a Gevaldike Maimin. What's the greatest of these tests? The Mefarshim already asked the question. Avram was tested in Or Kadosh. He was tested going to a fiery furnace. And now we would think that the next test is even harder. What's the test? As we started off the Shia tonight, Lech Lecha Me'Arzecha, what kind of test is that? What kind of test is that? He jumps into a fiery furnace. to the Ibarishon. What kind of test is this? To go out and you'll be successful in another land. And we can ask even stronger, as the light of the OS, the greatest of tests, the test that's going to come in the parish of Sari Parish of Ayera, Hashem will test Avram with the test, we saw of to take a strong child, Yitzchok, and Haleo Le'oilo, Haleo, to bring him up on the Mizbeach. That test is the grand finale. Da'atu Yodati Kileh L'Kimotu. We have to understand what's going on here. Look, Oira affected the Lady Olympian. If you would ask, we would ask each other, which was a greater test, or Kazan Lechoy was much greater. Hashem did not even appear to Avram at the time of where Kazan. He didn't speak to him yet. There was no tzivoy. Over there, Hashem came to Avram. He came clear. Avram saw with the Ibn Hashem clear, and he came to him and commanded, Avram, I want you to do this for me. Hashem asked it from him. Here, Avram went without seeing the Ibn Hashem. He was mocking the Ibn Hashem, but he didn't have a tzivoy from him. He did not speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he jumps into a fiery furnace. And yet, what do we look? The Akedah. Ah, that is the Messiah. What's the godliness of the Akedah in comparison to the Kazan? I believe that the theme running through all these Messiahs, based on what Yoel Lopian said, and Moshe Feinstein, putting together some of my own, a theme running through all these Messiahs that we see over here. Leich Lecham Yatzecha. The Messiah of the Gris Mila, which many Mephoshim learned was the Messiah. What was the Messiah of the Gris? What was the Messiah of the Gris? Avram commanded, Hashem commanded Avram to make a Gris Mila. According to many Rishonim, that was one of the Rishonim. What was the goddess of the Messiah? The answer to this, I believe, is, as a Moshe puts it, Tzatzal Shaloi Lahara. Avram could have, this is really my own words, could have a tremendous Hebrew Machshava. Avram is now a big Rosh Yeshiva. He's running a Moisad like Isha Torah, or Sameach, Avram Mikarevitz Anoshim, Sorot Mikarevitz Anoshim. He's running a Moisad, he's teaching the world Hashem to be Maka Kodesh Baruch Hu. People come inside to his Oyel, they walk out changed. Thousands of people he's bringing back to Yimei Shalayla. It's his Mokoyim where he's established and he's teaching Torah. Avram is told now, Leich Lechom Yahatzach. Omi Moi Lahatzach. Omi Beis Avich. Ela Oret Hashem Yahatzach. Avram could have the Hiru Machshava Rebirth Shalayla. What do we need this for? I'm doing Kiruv. I'm bringing people to your religion. I'm bringing people to have a munah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm going to be taken away, what's going to happen to this great yeshiva? What's going to happen to the spreading of Torah, to the spreading of the religion that the Ibn Hashem wants in this world? El Wad, Hashem has to give me wealth and children. Hashem's the Almighty, all powerful. He can't give it to me over here. Meaning Avram's machshava was ruchnius. Why is it better to stay where I are now? Why must I go for your sake, HaKadosh Baruch? That was the Messiah. Not to be Mahara. I don't understand. For Ruchnius, it's much better to be where I am now. And that was the Messiah of the Gris Mila. Because we know, as this Ramosha Feinstein says also, we know when a person made a Gris in those times, he was a different, he was considered different. He was considered Andrish, he was considered a different person. The Koyoko, I think, the Koyoko, the Archaim, one of them says, when Shimon the lady had the idea to go Maal Shechem, what was their intention over there? He says they came on the year Betach later on, and they weren't nervous that anything was going to happen. No other nation is going to protect Shechem. Why not? Says the Koyoko over there, because since they had mauled them, they had that idea to maul them beforehand, to give the Bris Milah. He knew they already considered a different nation. No nation would want to protect it anymore. No nation would feel that they are friends anymore. We're distant from them. They're gemalt. They're malt.
And therefore Shimon and the lady came on the ear Betah. They knew after doing this Esav mauling them, they wouldn't have any trouble. Because no one's going to protect them, no one's going to stick up for them. They're different. Avraham Avinu felt that the test of the Mila, of the Moshe Feinstein was, that he felt that if he's going to do a Mila, they're going to consider him different. How is he going to the Karet? How is he going to spread Hashem's name in this world? He'll have no Talmidim. They're all looking at him different. Oh, he's Gemal. Oh, he wears that type of dress. We won't be Mekabel from him. Till now he was one of us. Now he's different. Now he's Gemal. We can't Mekabel. And so is Mazda, the Leviv Eliyahu, and the Soyan of Dakeda. The grand finale was the biggest Nisoyan in the same vein, in the same theme. Because what was Avram preaching? Till now, the Nisoyan of Lelucha, okay, it's going to be better, Ruchnia. I'll be able to teach more where I am now. It's my nation. It's my land. I have to go to a different land and teach over there. Hashem, your Torah. I have to teach you a word. And it's a different language. I won't be able to, over here, I can be so much more successful in your Avodah Hashem. Why are you giving this Nisoyan? To bring me to someone else, to somewhere else. And then the Nisoyan is in the bris. I'm going to be different in my goof. My essence will be different. I won't be able to mashpia where I am because I'm considered different. But the grand finale was the Nisoyan of that Kedah. For here, Avram would have to close his entire yeshiva with a key and a lock, a padlock, and put up boards. For what was Avram preaching all the years? What was his word and his message to Klaus, to the world? You're crazy. What are you doing? What type of religion are you believing these idols? What was the religion of the idols? What were they doing? They were worshiping the idols, but not only that, they were sacrificing their children to these idols. And Avram came along and he preached to the world. This is a crazy religion. It makes no sense. The Bereshit is a God of love. He wants us to love him. We don't practice such strange things, going and shechting your children to Yavodah Zohar. That's a crazy thing. Our religion preaches love, preaches Torah, caring, caring about somebody else. Midas HaRachamim, have mercy on animals. Tzar Balei Chayim is a mitzvah in the Torah. We care about the animals. We care about other people. And Avram comes with an assignment now. Take your child, bring him on a mizbeach, and shecht him. Hypocrite. Avram Avinu, you're a hypocrite. Avram Avinu will not be able to face the entire world anymore. He's preaching that to the whole world, the greatness of the religion of Yahadus, of serving the Baruch of the one God, true God. And here, it's going to get out of the world that Avram wants to sacrifice his son. So really, oh, it's finished. His yeshiva is over. His life, dream is over. That's the Nisoyan of the Akedah. Well, Kazan is in Nisoyan. That was before he realized the Baruch. He was after before Hashem gave him the Tzivur. But he's ready to make some Esra Hashem. Why not? But I'm preaching your word. I want to spread your religion. I want to spread your greatness in this world. You're taking that away from me. Avram is not Maharet. Of course, as we said, his belief was through and through, firm and true. We have to stand strong out there. There's so many things out there. I want to end with a story. Tremendous story for us to learn how far a person could go. It's kind of very common in America before Purim. I mean, here also, I don't know how they do it, but the yeshiva bachurim go out and they go collecting a few days before Purim. They go collecting at different homes all over America. The bachurim have a very geshmak of time. They rent a car. Yeshiva gives them a shuls, and they go out and they collect for the tat, for bachurim, the yeshiva, feather for Purim. They go to all different mekayim. Mamish,
to the west, to the east, north, south. Two Bachram tell over a story that they went on a trip and they came to the area that they usually come to, wherever it was, New Jersey, whatever, a little bit out. And they went around to the regular homes, and as they go to one of their regular donators, they ask about a certain house. He says, yeah, what about that house back there? Is that a, yeah, he said a Jew taka lives there, they tell him, but don't go to him, he's not shy. He doesn't know what to do. He said, well, you never know, listen, we're always looking to do better times, we're always looking to do people that donate to the yeshiva, to give to the fund, maybe with a system, let's try our luck. They knock on the door, and they knock real loud. It's a very dreary area. Finally, after one old woman comes to the door, not dressed so appropriate, and she says, they say to her, can we speak to your husband, please? Can we have a word with your husband? They said, yeah, I'll just go fetch him. She was nice about it. And meanwhile, she invites them in to sit down on the couch. And over there, they see these books, these thick books. They look like Svarim, Sifrei Kodesh. And they weren't sure exactly what exactly what looked like. It looked like Sifrei Kodesh, Mepharshim, on Tanakh, on Chumash. They never saw these Mepharshim, not the Kalim, even the Mitzvah, you know. Even the Mepharshim that they knew about, they didn't recognize these Mepharshim. They're waiting, and an old man suddenly comes down the steps, bareheaded, stare out like Einstein. And he walks in and he says, have a seat. And he says, how can I help you? So he says, you know, we learn in the yeshiva. We learn in the yeshiva? Wow, there are still yeshivas out there today? I didn't know that. Yes, we learn in the yeshiva. She says, so the man says to him, you know, I once also learned in the yeshiva. She went to the yeshiva. They thought maybe he learned in a small yeshiva somewhere else, maybe as a kid in the cheder. He said, no, I learned in a very prominent yeshiva. He said, do you boys ever hear of a man named Leibowitz? Leibowitz? You remember his first time here? I told him, Baruch. You mean Baruch Ber Leibowitz? Baruch Ber, you learned by Baruch Ber Leibowitz? He says, yes, I learned by him. And I had a chavrusa, I forgot his name, I started with an H. Hyman. You wrote Rav Shlomo Hyman, the Shiva Tavadah, the great Rav Shlomo Hyman, you wrote with him? Yeah, of course. And I even have a letter that Rav Baruch Ber wrote for me. You have a letter from Rav Baruch Ber, can we see it? For these boys, this is their life. Can we see that letter? Sure, I'll bring it to you. And he goes down. He has this old letter that was all ripped up. And he brings it over to the boys, and they're looking at it. He said, he explained to my friend, when I went back to Ben Hazmanim for a break, the adult Ben wanted to tell my parents how I'm doing, like a stick of report card. And he wrote a letter to my parents. And I start reading that your son is advancing tremendously in his studies. And he's growing tremendously. The author Leo is going to be a soul, and eventually he could be a great, great leader in God himself. There's this bareheaded man standing in front of them. The ball of their rights. The author Leo is Mane, he's going to be a soul. He stood there in shock. And tried to open their mouth and ask, well, what happened? Well, I went back. One day in his morning, and one of my friends gave me some books to read. See those books over there? Those are part of the books that I got. What were these books? Apicorsis. Who knows what? So now scholar, maybe fun or whatever, interpreting the Torah according to their understanding. And so I got involved, and so here I am today. And these boys went back with such a message. The Yetzer Hara is out there constantly looking. Take the greatest, and each person his own way. Every person is establishing for themselves. A mahalach and avodas Hashem. They grow in tefillah, a little growth in avodas and tehillah and everything. This etzem thing that every morning people come together. The mesilas nefesh, not believe them. It's a godless. We shouldn't take it for granted. people who come together every morning, the Goyim says a school in the floor, that a person wants to have a successful day in his avodas Hashem, in his learning, and he starts off the day with a machshava. Today I'm going, not going to mevatel. Today I'm going to start off the day with Torah, avodah. Starting the day the Torah way is a strong statement that every single day I'm coming together, that this is something strong and firm by me. That's not going to budge. I'm not going to budge when the mischievous in the workplace, whatever they're going to be, they're trying to pull me away. The Yetzirah is mischadish b'chol yom, says the Gemara in Kedushin. Every day he's thinking of a new way. How can I get him? How can I attack him? How can I give him an assertion that will lower him? How do we remain strong? It's this, not the libam, this mischievous nefesh, to come to learn Torah every morning, to establish our beliefs, to mischadik in amuno b'tochen, and to talk about it at the table. I heard from Adam Choshev recently, he said the problem today, why so many kids are going off and things like that, we're not talking about Amuna strong enough. If I have to talk about it, but I have to see it, Lamaisa also, they have to see it, they have to see the firm belief, how far it goes, because he was never sit down in the rain, in the shine, how he goes every morning, to start the day, to turn away, rain, shine, no matter what, sick, healthy, whatever it is, if he's able, how much it means. The Ruchni is doing. If a person does that, if a person leads his life with that chayma, im chaymahi, if he's the war, the firm war that doesn't budge for nothing, the nivna lev, he has kesef. Nasi leinu v'nivna is to the oilam, he will be built, and his generations will continue on in that derech. In delicacy, if he's wishy-washy, horon, let the load, what happened to load, yeshi. We should be Zoicha to learn from Avram. Avram Avinu is called. We have it within us, the kind of what he says. It's part of our DNA. All the mishnayos that are there. But this true emuna, this firm belief, is not believable in the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it's part of our DNA. Let's tune in and tap into it. And to that, we stand the mishnayos. The Yisoid of a Nais, and I'm ending. The Simoy Seyal Nais, put him on a banner. And mace is an expression, a proclamation of Hashem. This person is unique. That's what a person does when he makes a mace. He puts him on a banner that this person is unique. To whom Hashem does a mace? To the one who's moist in that. Thank you. Yeah.